Pastor Nigel.
Incredible. Why don't we just pray right now, hey? I just feel like Lynette's pretty much preached a good message there. And Father, we thank you for the impact that we can have as a church around the nations. And Lord, I pray that there would be situations that occur through the north of India, Lord, where we are ministering, through our giving, that, Lord, that people would get the food that they require. Lord, I pray that there would be other arms or other NGOs, Father, whoever it is, that would be able to help. And we pray that, Father, that we would see and hear of good news stories through, Lord, the work that the Saris and what we are doing to see the money get up into the areas where people really need it. And like Lynette said, they would die. Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, that you have every person in your hands around our globe. And so we pray, Lord, for Sierra Leone. We pray, Lord, for Liberia. Lord, where they don't really know how many cases they've got because they just don't have the medical facilities to do it. And so we just pray your Holy Spirit on that land and your healing power in Jesus' name. Father God, and for the Philippines, Lord, bless them abundantly as they go into C3 Pasig, one of the largest slums in the world. And Lord, we thank you that we are seeing people to come to Christ as we feed them in that nation. Thank you, Father. People of God said, Amen. I want to talk this morning just a little bit about what faith promise giving is. So come with me to 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 3. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 3. And if you haven't already, please, there should be a pen and you have a yellow card. I've got mine here ready to go for Andrea and I on your seat. And this is I'm going to discuss just briefly what a faith promise card is, because it's for the next 12 months. And let me share a few verses. Verse 3, for I can testify that they gave not only what they could afford, but far more. And they did it of their own free will. They begged us again and again for the privilege of sharing in the gift for the believers in Jerusalem. They even did more than we had hoped, for their first action was to give themselves to the Lord and to us, just as God wanted them to. Who knows that when you give yourself first to the Lord, that's a good thing. And it goes on. So we have urged Titus, who encouraged your giving in the first place, to return to you and encourage you to finish the ministry of giving. Since you excel in so many ways in your faith, your gifted speakers, your knowledge, your enthusiasm, and your love, I want you to excel also in this gracious act of giving. I am not commanding you to do this, but I am testing how genuine your love is by comparing it with the eagerness of the other churches. So these churches gave of their own free will. They gave of their own choice. They gave willingly and they gave sacrificially. And sacrificial giving is beyond our own power. These Christians were trusting God. Does anyone trust God here today? They were not trusting themselves in their giving. They were trusting what the Lord had spoken to them about. And something that may be missed when reading this passage is about the Macedonian Christians' solidarity. They were in unity together. There was an agreement, there was a unity and a feeling which resulted in the joint action of the church to be a blessing, where they didn't think of themselves, they just thought, you know what, we can help. Now what makes this story even more amazing is that these are Gentiles giving to the Jewish community. And so we have not only cross-culturally, like we do with our Leap into Spring, but this is Gentiles that didn't really associate with Jews saying, no, we want to be a blessing to the local church in the Jewish community as well. And so they did even more than they hoped. This is verse 5. For their first action was giving themselves to the Lord. And so a faith promise is the best way to help our own faith and advance the kingdom. In 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 10, let me read it to you, because this is really the crux of why we do a faith promise. And this is Paul talking to the Corinthians. Here is my advice. It would be good for you to finish what you started a year ago. Last year, you were the first who wanted to give, and you were the first to begin doing it. Now you should finish what you started. Let the eagerness you showed in the beginning be matched now by your giving. Give in proportion to what you have. Incredible passage of scripture where Paul is saying, hey, what you promised that year ago, hey, that's what God put on your heart. Let us fulfill what God wants us to do in other lands and for other people. I got a bit of the idea for Leap Into Spring all these years ago by listening to or reading a few books, actually, by a pastor called Jack Haynes. He lives in Penrith in New South Wales, and his church is called Imaginations Church. And they frequently give over $1 million a year into missions. And he's authored a number of books, and one of those books is One Short Hour. And I would like to read to you, this is one of his, about a plumber in his church. And it was just a great story, and I thought I'd read it to you this morning. And so he talks, I have a great young man in my church named Wayne. Any Waynes here this morning? Not long after he and Lisa married, we've got some new marrieds here today, we've got a couple of them. And not long after Lisa and Wayne married, he finished his apprenticeship as a plumber. And just as he started his new business, they made a very large faith promise for missions. It was big. It scared me. I thought, this is the pastor speaking, please, Lord, help this young couple. Oh, God, don't let them be disappointed. I got really worried about them. I had to listen to some of my own sermons on faith. Anyway, not long after, he scared the living daylights out of me with his faith promise. He was driving his new truck down the northern road in our city with the side freshly painted, announcing his plumbing business. As he looked out the window, he saw this guy chasing a girl with a crowbar in his hand, swinging it at her, and she was running for her life. He slammed on his brakes and jumped out of the truck, tackled the guy to the ground. He wrestled the crowbar out of his hand and held him in a headlock. And the girl was screaming, the guy was swearing, and Wayne just held on. At the same time that all that was happening, another guy, an older guy, saw the whole thing. He also jumped out of his truck and came running over. He screamed at the guy, "Man, are you out of your mind? If you hit her, you would have killed her. Don't you know that God has a better plan for your life?" Wayne looked up at the guy and then looked back at the guy he's in a headlock and said, "Don't you know God's got a better plan for your life?" And when the police arrived, they arrested the guy that Wayne had in a headlock. And the older fellow said to Wayne, "So are you a Christian?" "Yes, I am." "So am I." And the older guy then said, "Is that your truck?" "Yes, it is." "Are you a plumber?" Wayne said, "I am." "So am I." The older guy then asked Wayne, "What are you and your wife doing for dinner tomorrow night?" And the next night, Wayne and Lisa rock up to dinner at the older couple's house. And the older guy looked across the table, and this is what he said to Wayne. "I feel the Lord is telling me it's time to retire from my plumbing business, and I believe he has told me to give my business to you." He gave the business that he had built up over 20 years to Wayne that night. Wayne and Lisa made their faith promise commitment and have continued to give to missions and make even greater commitments year in, year out. Who knows that you can't outgive God? What an amazing story of God's goodness as they trusted what God put on their hearts, this young couple. My pastor friend goes on, him and his wife, his name is Carol, and I have had the strategy of faith promising for people around our world for, well, they've been doing it for decades now. And he says this, I know of no better way to raise money for missions and the poor. Faith promise giving allows each one of us to do our part in the great work of evangelizing the world. Even if we can't go to the nations, we can send others with our finances. We can send Pastor Colley. We can send Pastor Contessin. We can, as we give, we are actually extending the kingdom of God. And he said to his disciples, Matthew 9:37, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray the Lord who is in charge of the harvest, ask him to send more workers into the fields. And so, Lord, we thank you today that even through COVID, we can be a blessing. And I thank you, Lord, that we have people around our world that, Andrew and I were just commenting, we miss seeing those pastors in Africa. We can't get there. But they're like brothers and sisters to us. Oh, Lord, we pray a blessing today as we bring our faith promise into your, to help do your work, Lord. And so we're working with the Lord in supporting pastors in Africa, the Philippines, India, and even here on our doorstep in Perth. How, what a blessing, hey, to bless another church locally. Only 5 minutes down the road, as it turns out. And so many of us are going to the mission field by bringing our faith promise card. And that's amazing. I read a story from Stephen, sent it to me, Steve Coppen sent it to me, who runs our Leap into Spring, our missions program, and the Casa Bread program in the Philippines, into the when they go into the Pasig area, into that slum, this last week we heard from C3 Pasig that they are reaching into the slums with their food program, and a church service within the slums, and there's been new converts because of just being there with the food, having a church service, and people are coming to Christ. That's what it's all about. And so, 1 Timothy 6:17, teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. By doing this, they will be storing up their treasure as a good foundation for the future so that they may experience true life. Louis, I'm just thinking, do you want to get the kids in so they can at least watch the one video in a few minutes? Oh, they're there. Fantastic. Why don't they come and stand at the back? It'd be nice for them to see what we've achieved and what we're achieving before we do our offering today. Come on, kids. Thanks, Alex. Let's give them a hand, hey? Yeah, they can just stand at the back. That's fine. Awesome. So we are rich. Who knows that we're rich? We're in the top 5% of the world. Even if we don't own a house, we're still in the top percentage of having wealth, because most people, especially in the developing countries, they live on about $3 a day. And so we are rich to be a blessing. Can we have an amen on that? We have finance for financing. We have provision for providing. We have resources for resourcing. It's riches for being rich in good deeds. And I believe that as a church, we get it. Amen? We get it. We know that we're blessed to be a blessing. And God has given us a mandate to plant and help churches around our world. And the best and most effective strategy is the faith promise. Now, just on this, my faith promise, who's got their yellow cards? Can we take it in our hands? My faith promise is not my tithe. The tithe belongs to God. The Bible's clear on that. And if you want to get your business, your family, and your life in order, put first things first. Tithe as a priority. And then after that, you have that habit sorted in your life, you can really start to open up your mind to faith and the giving, like our Faith Promise program. So my faith promise says, Lord, I'm believing that my family and I will give this amount of money over the next 12 months in obedience to your command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. Lord, we may not be able to go, but we will send someone in our place. And we thank you, Lord, for Pastor Commander, for Pastor Contessin, for Pastor Morris, for Pastor Rennell, for all these people that are making a difference in our world. There should be some pens coming around. If anyone needs a pen, just pop up your hand for the faith promise. That'd be fantastic. So this is not a haphazard once-off giving opportunity. This is saying, no, I'm committing to be a blessing for the next year. And so it's an encouraging thing. So, Steve, am I on the right page? Are we now going to watch the... And then I've got to talk about the Faith Promise card, right? Thank you. Awesome. Who'd like to see what we've achieved this last 12 months? And then what we'd like to achieve in the coming 12 months. So, guys, are you ready to rock and roll with that? Thanks, David. Let's give the boys in the sound desk.